days, and sometimes it grows. Incandescent bursts of connections and lust. Emotions appear from under the layers of defrosting, thawing the meat of our souls. And sometimes it breaks. Heart silences, connections fade, which is why sometimes on a Saturday night, the pharmaceutical call of a dressing gown, chocolates and wine is stronger, safer than returning to the frozen cold, stronger, safer than returning to your thawing cold.
Thank you, Sean. Next, could we please have the co-winner of this week's Fibre Challenge competition, Mr. Joe Sweeney.
Now, the bot. Very good. Believe it or not, I chose a poem by Grace O'Donoghue too. But that's a tribute to her, I think. The words were spill, anachronism, fathom, island, and regret. And the title is Fire Seems Brighter on the Mainland. I am an island. I stand my own separate, stagnant land. Surrounded by sensual, spilling, lapping, pawing waves. And I can't fathom why I am stuck in my non-viscous form, whilst others lap, change, and I, an anachronism, plopped in the deep blue storm. And I mourn. I regret the days spent on my island, so I repent. I spill emotions, I spill out of my clothes, I crave sensuality and affection, physical affection, pawing, caressing, like the waves that used to lap on my island. You can't fathom the needs I have. The bursts, the bruises, the pain, all things I need to mark my days. And I still spill inappropriate social blurts. My sentences, like anachronisms, hang in the awkward, silent air. And you stare, and I regret being that girl, the one who spills, craves, lives life in inappropriate, taboo-filled days. So I retreat to my island, tap what I had, but every so often I allow myself to spill into the waves and dance with the fire of the mainland.
Thank you, Joe. And next we have Emily Davis Fletcher.
Beast of Burden by Sean O'Riordan, who was the winner on the 1st of October. The words are nostril, horse, mane, blue, and injection. Beast of Burden. In the main, he wasn't into horses, except, of course, his wife, with her long face and sad blue eyes. And she was, of course, that pack animal we all need to carry our load, unburdening ourselves. We see the nostrils flare as the lethal injection draws near.
Thank you, Emily. Next up, we have Judy Field.
Hello. This is a poem called Tantric by Amelia Fletcher. The words were love, pipes, May, kindle, and wrapping. Tantric. For the whole of May, I go to class to learn to breathe and move with love. I take the homework literally, wrapping up in a blanket to rekindle intimacy, eating strawberries by candlelight with great care and affection for the first hour. Then one of us has to go, and we must balance on the toilet, and this great sack bursting pipes, splitting us into two strays, competing for air and sex.
There's Julie, and now we have Niall Herriot.
This is by Michael O'Callaghan, winner on the 8th of April. The words were optics, gradient, peak, four, and screen. The title is De Mortuis Nihil Nisi Bonum. Very erudite. Nothing but good shall be said of the dead, for life is a tough old burden. But two events concurred today. Someone suggested that strange word, eek. And this morning, a strange bird died. Strange, for I always imagined her nose as a beak, her tongue as rough as a parrot's. For when she had learned to speak well enough, the shopkeeper's daughter from Grantham parroted stark rape economics, Reaganomics, in a voice that drowned all dissent with repetitive squawking. This was no lady of gradients. Hers was black and white logic of power and war. Almost four terms she served after the nightmare and chaos of labour. Her advent was welcomed by many. Some even said, well done, girl, no strikes, no beggars, no whingers, no miners, no giving an inch. And maybe someday I will look back through rose-coloured optics. But Maggie, for me, you were always the lady of iron, cold and rusting, a comical, daft, spitting image. And now that your screen has finally fallen, you'll lie in the earth with the rest of us. Maggie, welcome home. Yeah, that's a sweet poem. Did you win last week with that poem?
Yeah.
Is that right? And now it's a print. Where would you get it? Can we have Rosie O'Regan to the stage, please?
Woo! Hey up. I've chosen a poem by Neve Pryor. And the words were random, percolate, lemon, bus, tree. And it's untitled. Through breaking waves, your wind-blown words became disjointed sentences, random syllables in white water. Still, the ones that landed cleansed me, left me fresh as lemon juice, strong as a tree. All morning, your words percolated my mind until, while saying our goodbyes, they came together, condensed and complete, and I felt like I'd been hit by a bus.
Thank you, Rosie. And next we have Roslyn Blue. Sue Blue.
This poem is by Joseph Sweeney. He was a winner on the 18th February 2013. The words are house, flame, mirror, horse, and flamboyant. And the poem is called Flame. At the heart of the flame, the truth is burning. Inside the autumn house, a shadow turning. With a candle in a mirror, a painting of a horseman, a huntsman in flamboyant red. Above, a kill casting a cold eye on life and death. The moon is drifting, the season turning. Deep within the flame, the truth is burning.
Okay, we have Colin Scully to the microphone.
This is a poem by Niall Herriot on the 4th of March. Coffee, the five words were coffee, map, pink, lyric, and birthday. Constellations. One of the best things in life is the smell of coffee percolating in the morning and the pink, pink, pink of the brew dropping in the coffee jug. And to complement that, the lift that comes from an intricate Bach concert on Lyric FM. The map of the rest of life is easier to navigate with a start like that on one's 70th birthday.
Come next week have Wagner, Miranda.
It's a poem by Barry O'Sullivan, and the words were apple, happiness, culture, mayo, and energy. At least an orchard. I ate an apple in an orchard in mayo. I closed my eyes and envisaged the tree it grew on. The taste, the burst of energy, one bite, two bites. I was reduced to happiness at the culture, the beauty of life itself.
And to end off this round of contributors, we have the other five-word winner tonight, Michael O'Callaghan.
Earlier this evening, I came in and opened the fresh. And so, Grace O'Donoghue's, do I know Grace O'Donoghue? That was the first question. And it was I Am an Island, the same poem that Joe has already read. So, and I kind of relaxed then, because we didn't have much, whatever. And Sue says, read anything, probably read anything. Holy God, where's it going to? One for sorrow, two for joy, three for a magpie, four for a comedy toy, five for a microwave, six for glorified kitchen utensils, seven for glittery girly pencils, eight for a Bob the Builder raincoat, nine for a book, well-known poet.